Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, you touched on some of the stuff I would bring up as far as this new constitutional convention that they, Republicans, want to have. They want to, if they just want to have a balanced budget amendment, then just put that through as just on its own, because they want to rewrite the whole Constitution from start to finish. They could reintroduce slavery in this country, and I don't think they would have much hesitation in doing it. That they may call it a different little name, but then they, you know, it certainly wouldn't be based, it wouldn't be based on race, probably, but that even some of the Southerners in during the Civil War times envisioned, you know, that Yankees would make nice slaves if trained, brought up and trained properly. That so these guys can't, like you said, they cannot be trusted. I mean, that any of you could talk about Jefferson. Right? Jefferson wasn't at the, you know, I guess technically Jefferson wasn't at the Constitutional Convention. He actually kind of was anti-federalist and actually opposed the Constitution as it was being written, but he accepted it once it was, and he gained more acceptance of it as time went on. But I mean, that the Republicans are dishonest. The people that support them are dishonest. Alec's certainly been dishonest for decades. Mark Pocan and Chris Taylor used to attend and went to events that they could, the ones that they weren't excluded from, and give us the reports on what nonsense was going on there. That and we have to unmask these people. I mean, like, you unmask the one guy. I mean, he does all this nasty stuff, and they pop up in someplace else and just keep getting, you know, all their sins are forgiven, and they can, you know, go on and do, you know, further nastiness. I mean, like Donald Trump, I mean, for, you know, that he, it's just unbelievable to me how people can ignore, you know, Donald Trump, serial bankrupt and serial, you know, sexual predator, and he just is, it's ignored by his supporters. That, and these are the guys we want to rewrite our Constitution. I mean, that, you know, it was an imperfect document because it included slavery, but we managed to get rid of that in this country. Where read the preamble. These guys should read the preamble to create a more perfect union. Not a perfect union, but a more perfect union. And we should be striving more toward perfection rather than backsliding into the oligarchy an autocracy that the Republicans seem to want. And they should remember, historically, when things like republics begin to collapse, it doesn't go well sometimes to the ruling class, because they are no longer safe, you know, under the rule of law. Because
right. Well, no, you're raising some good points, but let me emphasize a couple of things you're saying. One of them is, you know, first of all, you say it's an imperfect constitution, but the amendments are part of the Constitution. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery. The 14th, and Lincoln gave his life for that. The 14th Amendment provided for due process, and it extended the Bill of Rights and the whole Constitution to the states. And then the 15th Amendment gave African-American men the right to vote. 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. We have, through amendment created as perfect a constitution, the best constitution that's ever been created in the history of the world. And to have these characters, and if Trump is president, this convention will be in Mar-a-Lago. If he's not, it'll be in Vegas. And, you know, somebody, big center, there'll be lobbyists, there'll be whining and dining, there'll be village idiots coming in from around the country. Oh, a constitutional amendment. You see, the thing about a constitutional amendment is, if you amend it to say that the budget must be balanced, that means every year it must be balanced. We have a requirement at the state level to do that. You know, Evers can't put in unbalanced, there's certain accounting tricks you can do, but basically it has to be a balanced budget. At the federal level, they pass a Trump tax cut and the thing's out of balance by $2 trillion, say. They then have to, under a constitutional amendment, what do we cut? Well, let's cut Social Security. You can't cut defense. You could. That would be crazy. $780 billion. That'd be crazy. cut Medicare. This is a backdoor way of basically returning our country to basically pre-Franklin Roosevelt levels, where some people are doing very, very well, and a lot of people were living hand to mouth, or living without electricity, living without plumbing. Obviously, we have that now because of Franklin Roosevelt, largely the electricity. But we shouldn't put up with this. This is a fake way to go about it, you see? It's a fake way to go about it, to have gerrymander legislatures, which in the first instance are not representative of the state, convening a Article 5 convention, and then allocating 3/4 of the votes to the Republicans. A further gerrymandering. It's gerrymandering on top of gerrymandering. Gerrymandering squared. And they will sit around, and they're not going to reinstate slavery, but what they will do is they will weaken the First Amendment, weaken the Fourth Amendment. They will weaken the 14th Amendment. They may throw the 14th Amendment out and say that the states have a right to do whatever they want. They will put voting in the hands of corrupt people. This is a frontal attack on our democracy. Do not support it. Fight it in everything you have. And do not say, well, the Democrats should welcome it because then they can put through a constitutional amendment on corporate giving or something. Hey, deal with that through a new Supreme Court or a constitutional amendment that takes 3/4 of the states, and it may or may not get through, but it doesn't affect the rest of the Constitution. Do not do it through a constitutional convention. Do not do it through a constitutional convention. Back to politics. I enjoy politics. New York's going to have a new governor. It has a new governor, Kathy Hochul. She was a lieutenant governor, took in when Andy Cuomo stepped down. New poll, she has, let's see, one, two, three major opponents and a whole raft of others. Poll just came out, very, very good poll, statewide, 4% margin of error. Kathy Hochul is 36% of the vote. Letitia James, the attorney general, is 18%, half of her. Jumaine Williams, the public New York City public advocate, has 10%. Tom Suozzi, who's a good congressman in the Staten Island area, but he gets 6%. Very wealthy guy, though, 6%. Can put a lot of money in advertising. Kathy Hochul has more votes than all those three opponents combined. Now, things can change. Things can change. The election's next November. I think their primary is early. I think it's in June. 6 months from now, Kathy Hochul has good support from labor, good support around the state, good support from people in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Staten Island, Queens, New York City. She picked as her lieutenant governor, state senator from New York City. Is very well regarded. I'm very pleased. I think that Kathy Hochul is a good governor and she'll be a great governor. I think Letitia James is doing a very good job as attorney general. She should stay there. She should keep prosecuting. She should prosecute Trump and his family for everything she can. Jumaine Williams is doing a good job as New York City advocate, and that is the best position for him right now. Tom Suozzi is a very good guy. He could ultimately one day run for the Senate when a seat opens up or go to a national administration. So we're blessed with a real good group of people. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
When you look at it from up here, you get an appreciation of our world is a beautiful place, and we do need to take